During the summer, we have five different Sundays that focus on the Eucharist. In this cycle, the three-year cycle of the church, in the cycle B, five Sundays where we meditate on the Eucharist. There's also Corpus Christi Sunday and other days, perhaps of the year, that we speak about the Eucharist, how important it is, the center of our Catholic faith, the center of our spiritual life is the Holy Eucharist. And, if we don't have faith in Eucharist, if priests don't have faith in the Eucharist, they don't preach on the Eucharist, they don't talk about it, if catechism classes don't focus on the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, if we don't talk about it, and it's not mentioned in sermons, What are Catholics to think? Is it important? We're talking about the center of our spiritual life, center of our Catholic life, the very center, the be-all and end-all of our Catholic faith is the Eucharist, Jesus himself. Our Catholic faith is centered on that. We're to live on the Eucharist, not just on Sundays and receiving him in the Eucharist, not even the daily masses we may go to and receive the Eucharist. We're to live on him throughout the day, all the days of the week and all the days of our life. We're to live on the Eucharist. Jesus calls himself the bread of life. We have to eat every day. We have to eat every day. And Jesus is talking about eating him, eating his bread, so that we stay alive spiritually. We're to live on the Eucharist. We're to be totally centered on the Eucharist. We should be thinking about the Eucharist every day in our thoughts and in our prayers. And when we can't receive him on a daily basis, our daily bread, we can call Jesus, our daily bread, which we can receive him daily, and church should try to do, and so that we long for him, we make plans to go to Mass, to make plans to receive the Eucharist, and he becomes our daily sustenance. But if we can't do that, then, we make spiritual communions, and our spiritual communions are focused on the Eucharist too. When we're at work, when we're at play, resting, whatever, we're to think of the Eucharist and long for it and pray and ask for Jesus to come to be with us, to dwell in our mind, in our heart, and in our actions. Everything is centered on the Eucharist. So if we were talking as Catholics, we talked about the Eucharist all the time, wouldn't we think about it all the time? Wouldn't it become more of a center of our life and our Catholic spiritual life? That's what we should be doing. That's our Catholic faith. That's what we believe as Catholics. The source and summit of our Christian life is the Eucharist. Source and summit and be-all and end-all and the very fiber of our spiritual life is focused on the Eucharist. We receive the Eucharist and we, as the Catechism says, the effects of the Eucharist, we draw closer to Jesus in the Eucharist. We're separated from sin. We're strengthened against mortal sin. We receive a pledge of the future life in heaven. As St. Teresa of Avila said after she died and appeared to one of her sisters, and she said, as we contemplate God face to face in heaven, you should be contemplating Jesus, God, in the Eucharist. We do the same thing here on earth with the Eucharist as the saints do face to face with God, loving him and contemplating him and living for him. The focus on the Eucharist. Jesus strengthens us, fills us with grace, even cleanses us from certain venial sins in the Eucharist as well. Our daily food that we are consumed with. We need to be consumed with Jesus in our thoughts, in our prayers, focused on the Eucharist. So Jesus becomes our everything. Jesus becomes our everything. He abides with us, he says. If we believe in him, he will, and we're in the state of grace. When we're baptized, we're united to Jesus. We become part of his body, part of Jesus. It's all about union, and we're just strengthening that union with each Eucharistic reception and in which each spiritual communion and each reflection on the Eucharist. We're strengthening our already present union in our state of grace. We're strengthening this. It's all about union all the way to our death, and we receive the Eucharist as our viaticum to take us take us to heaven, a pledge of future, the pledge of the future life. So we, again, we're to think about our Lord as in the first reading, Elijah receives this bread that allows him to walk 40 days and 40 nights, and the strength in that bread. We're receiving Jesus to walk through this life, through the rest of our life, with the strength of the Eucharist, which we can receive frequently and go stronger and stronger. Is that effect that draws us closer to Jesus and draws us closer to Him, so it should be deepening our union with our Lord, with every reception, with every good thanksgiving after communion, praying to Him and giving Him and casting upon Him all our intentions, all our desires, all our affections on our Lord, so that we are truly consumed in a deep way, so that it penetrates to the depths of our heart and our life and our thoughts. It needs to penetrate. It can't stay on the surface. It can't be just popping a pill. It can't be just the superficial thoughts of the Eucharist, this intellectual truth. No, it has to penetrate into our heart and into our life, in our spiritual life. Our interior life needs to be deep and real and full. And that, in that way, we'll be really living the Eucharist. We're called to live it, so that Jesus is really the bread of our spiritual life.
Fructum ventris tui.